the Wood County Prevention Coalition podcast, dedicated to bringing educational information to prevent substance abuse and help individuals achieve a healthy well-being.
Hello, my name is Tina Bradley, and you're listening to the Wood County Prevention Coalition podcast. I am the coordinator for the Drug Free Communities Grant here in Wood County, as well as Prevention Coalition in Wood County, Ohio. And today I'm talking with Madison Wellnow, Program Coordinator for the Wood County Addiction Response Collaborative, and Deputy Caleb Smith of the Wood County Sheriff's Office. For those who don't know us yet, let me read our mission statement. We are a coalition of compassionate community members working together to coordinate high-quality programs for the prevention of youth substance abuse in Wood County, Ohio. Our vision is helping youth be drug-free, responsible, and productive citizens. And our tagline is uniting for a drug-free Wood County since 2004, and we're proud of it. This is our Safe Drug Disposal podcast, and you know who I am. I've already introduced myself. I'm Tina Bradley. Let's go around round robin here and introduce each other. Just tell us where you're from, place of employment, your title, please.
Hello, everybody. My name is Madison Wellnow, and I am the program coordinator for the Wood County Addiction Response Collaborative, also known as ARC.
And I'm Kyle Clark, Prevention Education Director here at the Wood County Educational Service Center.
Hello, everyone. My name is Caleb. I am a deputy with the Wood County Sheriff's Office, and I am assigned to the ARC program and work with Madison.
And we're also joined by Greg Van Voris, our studio producer, editor, collaborator, keeps us on track and makes this thing happen for us.
Most definitely. Without him, this thing wouldn't roll. Can you please share with us an overview of what the ARC, Wood County Addiction Response Collaborative, is and does?
Wood County came up with a concern of opiate misuse, overdosing, and heroin. Paul Dobson's goal at one point was to try to create a similar program to DART. It was a collaborative between the Adamus Board, the county commissioners, specifically Ted Bolus, Paul, the Addiction Task Force, that met and got a grant started and did some collaborative work on funding in a creative way with a grant and with some county commissioners throwing in some money and the Adamus Board putting in some money, and as well as the county sheriff's department. Mark Vosfelician was very active in that as well.
Does that sync up with the Addiction Task Force? Was that created at that same time in response to the same?
The Addiction Task Force, at that point was either Opiate Task Force. I think it was just Opiate Task Force.
Okay.
Then we changed it soon after that to Addiction, but to cover what came next, because fentanyl was right on the heels. But yes, office was actually on the committee that worked with Paul and worked with the Adamus Board and worked with help and Mark Osvalicia that helped get this whole thing started. And then Paul's office took on the responsibility of writing the grant. And the collaborative part, we knew we still needed money, so Adamus and the county commissioners helped.
Yep.
Came up with the funding.
Yeah, so ARC was designed as a four-tier program in 2017. So the first tier is our quick response team, also known as our QRT. Our second tier is our Wood County Prosecutor's Pretrial Diversion Program. And our third tier is evaluation of the intervention and loop program. And the fourth tier is creating a drug corps. We are currently operating, though, under a two-tier program. So our first tier is the quick response team, the QRT, and the second tier is the Wood County Prosecutor's Pretrial Diversion Program. The QRT receives referrals from law enforcement and support systems regarding an individual who may have a substance abuse concern. So a lot of our referrals come from law enforcement regarding drug overdoses, or law enforcement may simply reach out just expressing they have someone that could benefit from our program. But also, like I said, we receive a lot of referrals from support systems, maybe mom, dad, knowing someone in their family, or maybe a coworker or neighbor who has a substance abuse concern. So we like to connect those individual to resources such as treatment or maybe basic need resources that would help their overall well-being. We don't only help the individual, but we also help the support system. So we keep in contact with the support system, by providing them resources also. So, yep, so during the recovery process, we not only support the individual, but their family member also. And so the second tier is the Wood County Prosecutor's Pretrial Diversion Program. That is for individuals who are facing charges that stem from a substance abuse concern. Program is 12 weeks, and it consists of a class each week for 2 hours and random drug screens. And if that individual completes that program, then their charges are dismissed. So we hope to, as soon as we are maintaining and stabilizing the two tiers, we'll then move on.
Sounds like a wonderful thing that's going on here in Wood County. Do you have anything you'd like to add to that first piece there, that in terms of maybe the referral process or anything, Caleb?
So with the referral process, we get referrals typically when an overdose happens from local jurisdictions or other QRT programs. One of the QRT programs a lot of viewers might be aware of is the DART program. It's very similar with our program, except with our program, we do not charge anybody. With that too, typically the police departments send the referrals over to us or me, and then I respond out and interview the new client that we get, and we try to figure out what their basic needs are, where they're living, you know, do they need housing after they get out? What type of program might be good for them, inpatient or outpatient, or do they need to go to detox? So that's typically with the quick response team.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And both of you were talking a little bit about no charges. How does that? So if you have someone who's using an illegal drug or substance, and you get a referral of this person to you, your primary mission is to get them services, not to charge them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then at what point might a charge be appropriate?
So if there is any charge that is appropriate with the situation, I will actually step out and contact local law enforcement. And that may be, say, the individual's dealing narcotics or something along those lines. But just typically using, they're not going to be charged from me. It's going to be one of those things where it's like, oh, if I do find narcotics or something, I may have to confiscate them and do a report on it and do something along those lines and let the local agency handle it how they wish to. Now, with overdoses and stuff like that and being referred, we actually do have discretion on charging on certain things, mm-hmm. Obviously, if they're dealing or something, we're not going to be able to overlook that. And if there's a warrant or anything like that, I will actually take a step back and let Madison contact them if they're in need of services, and let her handle it. So that way there's no conflict of interest, because with a warrant, I do have to respond to that warrant. I have to do something by the state of Ohio demands that I do something.
So really each case is different, but your primary goal is not to charge, but to serve and provide services.
Yes.
There's nuances with every individual, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And we just want to be like a resource to the individual to help them achieve and maintain recovery. So mm-hmm. We want to benefit, and they can use us in any way as a resource.
So very, again, I just step back and say a very proactive service for Wood County. Mm-hmm. Thank you for what you do.
Once again, Wood County, right on the cutting edge. So we're talking a little about treatment, but I know here with the Wood County Prevention Coalition, we deal with the prevention side of things. So this is kind of where we meet and come together and collaborate. So share with us, if you can, your thoughts on how prescription drugs can pose a tangible threat. Most people see prescription drugs as a good thing, which they are. They help us get better when we're not feeling so well. But certainly there are times when it becomes a threat for various reasons, and perhaps whoever wants to maybe address that issue, where that kind of meets and where it becomes a prevention issue in terms of substance abuse.
Yeah, so prescription drugs can pose a risk in many different ways. So one is accidental use. So for instance, a child may access the drugs in a home. So this is why it's important to dispose of the prescription drugs after you are done using them. Another one is a health risk. So keeping drugs in the home beyond the period of time when you are using them pose a health risk, because expired drugs may not only be ineffective, but may be harmful. Intentional misuse. So prescription drugs can be used to get high. So maybe, for instance, a teen may take those prescription drugs to get high. And then another one is the environmental risk. So most water, so if you like dispose of your prescription down the drain, most water treatment facilities cannot filter out that. So it may get in your water.
Your thoughts?
Yes, building off of what Madison said, so with the prescription pills, it is typically a gateway when people and children and teenagers, all those types of people typically get into using narcotics. A lot of the kids will start off by finding grandparents' old prescriptions. They'll try crushing them up. They'll take them and they'll be like, oh, this is a fun high. They then typically go out and they try to find more once they're gone because they're like, oh, that was fun. You know, I'm not completely addicted yet, but it was fun. I want to do more. And with going out into the community, we actually have a really big problem right now with fentanyl pills, which are indistinguishable from normal pills unless you get down and you actually look at them under, you know, chemical reactions and stuff like that in a lab and stuff like that. Because some of they're same shape, same color. They actually press the pills into looking like actual real pills. Something that's big on the streets right now is Percocet 30 milligrams, which is pressed fentanyl pills, because Percocet 30 milligrams do not exist. They don't make those anymore. And we get a lot of overdoses from those. So disposing of the pills and making sure they're not misused is a big thing, especially with people who just believe, oh, they're extra pills. If I need them one day, I can use them. Well, if you need them one day, go get another prescription for them, because leaving them lay around can lead to bad effects and lead to actual misuse. So, yeah.
So I'm hearing two things here. Number one, secure those prescriptions that are being used. And if they're not being used, you decide you didn't continue on with a medication or it's outdated, dispose of it properly and safely. So here in Wood County, we recently had our Youth 2022 Wood County Youth Survey that was undertaken here within the 10 public school districts. And we found an uptick in terms of, and I think it was 4%, and Kyle, correct me, it might be a different percentage rate, but there was an increase.
It was an increase, yes.
Okay, in the use or misuse, abuse of prescription painkillers amongst youth, and they were self-reporting that they were doing that. So in an effort to prevent drug addiction, overdose, and accidental poisoning, which can also occur, the ARC and the Wood County Prevention Coalition recently embarked on a collaborative effort here in Wood County. Can you folks from the ARC kind of talk about that collaborative? And it's actually still ongoing. We have another one scheduled for this next week, next Thursday, I think.
Yeah, so like you said, Tina, ARC is collaborating with the Wood County Prevention Coalition regarding putting a presentation together regarding safe drug disposal to present to the Wood County Committee on Aging. So we put a presentation together that expresses how to identify possible places to locate your prescription, how to handle narcotics, who to call if you're exposed, safe drug disposal, and reasons for safe drug disposal.
So with all that, actually working with the Wood County Prevention Coalition, we are actually, while we're there, Tina, you are showing Terra bags and actual magnets with where there's safe drug disposal, the locations, and with our PowerPoint, we're actually showing how to safely dispose of them, which a Terra bag is a very safe way. You just put it in, you follow the instructions on the bag, and then you can either throw them away, drop them off as a safe drug disposal box, or something along those lines. And you can actually look online at the FDA website, and they can tell you how to safely dispose of some of your medication.
So the presentation was so successful that we started at the Bowling Green location on March 1st, and then we were asked to present at other locations. On May 12th, we presented at the Rossford location. May 23rd, we presented at the Wayne location. And then, yeah, like you said, Tina, we will be presenting on June 29th at the Wallbridge location.
Yes.
For the listeners who, you know, we just heard there's several places where they can drop their unused and unneeded drugs at this point, Tina, can you run through that real quick?
Where can we
take those?
Well, we in Wood County, once again, can boast because we have not one, but we have 6 different drug drop box locations throughout Wood County, Ohio. And these are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The first one is the Bowling Green Police Division, Perrysburg Police Division or Department, Perrysburg Township Police Department, Wood County Sheriff's Office, North Baltimore Police Department, and the Rossford Police Department. Inside the lobby, there is a drop box there. And we have these magnets that we have been providing to the attendees of these various Wood County Committee on Aging presentations, but also we've been giving them out at different events. They'll be out at the Wood County Fair, and we've got a large supply of these, so people can put them on their refrigerator. It's on our website, the information. There's a couple of videos about safe drug disposal. One was created by our spring intern from BGSU. Another one was created by Spectrum here recently and aired on the Spectrum channels here within Wood County. And so both of them show the 6 locations, and they also talk about how if you would like a free packet of DoTerra or a supply of DoTerra, DoTerra is really easy to use, and it comes in 3 different sizes. The small packet, you can dispose up to 15 pills, medium 45, large is 90, and it's just very simple to do this at home. You just tear open the pouch and place the unused medication inside, and then you fill that pouch halfway with warm water and wait for about 30 seconds for the air to release. And then you seal the pouch lightly and put it in the trash, just like you would dispose of any other kind of trash. And it's safe to do it that way. It doesn't go into the water supply, as we heard here a few moments ago. But definitely, if you're in Wood County, Ohio, you're a Wood County business or an agency or a resident, we do have free DoTerra available.
And they can pick that up right here at the ESC?
Certainly can.
Okay.
Certainly can. We had somebody yesterday called, and a family member had died, and they had like 150, I think she said up to 150 pills. So we were talking about DoTerra, and I said, well, you have that option, but you also have the drug drop boxes. And she said, can you tell me where they are? And I told her, and she said, one of those is very close to me. She said, can you email me the graphic? And so I just emailed the graphic. She felt that was the easiest way, but we do have some options here.
Certainly.
Building on what Tina said, there's also DoTerra at the health department, and I know the sheriff's office has had some at there.
And thank you, Caleb, for telling us that or saying it again. We also have a supply at every school district, with usually the administrative office or the health nurse at the school districts have a supply as well. So good to know.
What will DoTerra do?
Pills, patches, and liquids. Good to know. So if you are in Wood County, Ohio, you're a business or you are an agency or a resident, you can contact our office. It's 419-354-9010, extension 174, and request your supply of DoTerra for you to pick up here at the Wood County Educational Service Center.
And we have 3 sizes.
Yes, we do. We do. We have the 3 sizes. Just tell us, you know, what amount you think you're going to be disposing of, and we can either get you the big packet or several small or whatever it is that you need.
Right. If anyone wants to reach out to the ARC program that they know that someone could benefit off working with us, like I said, we will help with resources such as treatment options or even give them resources regarding support groups and provide support along the way. They can reach us at 419-373-3900, and then they can also email us through Wood County ARC website. And our hotline number is 419-373-3900.
So what kind of statistics do you have for this year?
I think we're at 37 this year. And last year we were at 34, and we're about at the same percentage of people getting into treatment. We're ahead in deaths this year by 2. That's about all I can remember off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. One week.
And that's fine.
We weren't working with, though.
We were working with one of them, but not at the time of the overdose death. We worked with them, got him into treatment. He then relapsed and unfortunately passed away. So,
any final thoughts from anyone here?
I just wanted to thank the Wood County Prevention Coalition podcast for having us and speaking with us and
you're quite welcome.
Talking about the addiction and safe drug disposal.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for asking us to collaborate with you guys.
Oh, thank you, folks. That's what really a coalition does. And especially here in Wood County, since we've married together the prevention and the treatment side of this matter, that's what a good coalition does.
And if we can build off each other's resources, the benefit goes to the folks of Wood County.
Most definitely. So. Mm-hmm. That's what makes us Wood County here. Our time has drawn to a close, unfortunately. Next time, we will be back to discuss problem gambling here in Wood County. In the meantime, check us out online. We're at www.wcprevention.org. And when you're there, you can link into our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages as well. Check out our videos, including the 2 safe drug disposal videos. And thank you. Thank you, everybody.
This podcast is intended for educational purposes only. Those views expressed on the podcast do not necessarily reflect the views of the Wood County Educational Service Center or the Wood County Prevention Coalition.